There's a new report today about Iran's nuclear program. The Washington Post, citing unnamed officials, reports that Iranian engineers have made a drawing of a sophisticated subterranean tunnel, the type of facility the officials say could be used for an underground nuclear test. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been tracking the situation in Iran and the Bush administration's approach to foreign policy.
No requiem has sounded, but the signs are that the Bush doctrine has been laid to rest. The doctrine can be said to have been born in the State of the Union Address of 2002, when the president nominated Iran, Iraq, and North Korea for membership in the Axis of Evil, and indicated that if other nations would not take action against them, America would. The administration asserted that the United States has the right to strike preemptively, with or without the support of other countries, to protect its national security. The doctrine was spelled out in a speech that June at West Point, followed by a national security memorandum that spoke of the unilateral preemptive use of force. Then came Iraq, with its drain on money and lives. Some of the administration's neocon authors of the Iraq invasion have now left the administration for one reason or another. Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz, Vice President Cheney's aide Louis Libby, and Pentagon Undersecretary Douglas Feith. And Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has let it be known that she is a realist who believes in diplomacy. As a result, the administration has walked with measured tread in the case of Iran, which is suspected, but not proven, of trying to develop a nuclear bomb. In last week's State of the Union address, Mr. Bush had come a long way from 4 years ago, now assuring Iranians of America's respect and warning Americans against a false sense of isolationism. The administration has stayed in close step with its European partners in the careful escalation of pressure on Iran. A report by the International Atomic Energy Agency, to be followed in a month by a referral to the United Nations Security Council, but no immediate demand for sanctions. The President and Vice President Cheney, when asked about the use of force, have a standard reply: all options are on the table. Once, when Mr. Bush was asked about force, he said, "Ridiculous." Then, as though remembering the mantra, added, "All options are on the table." Whatever happens on Iran, one thing that seems certain is it won't be unilateral. This is Daniel Shore.